How do you define what something is? We can look at different things and say, this is not that, not that, not that. If you look at something and you're able to say what its essence is, what its core is, what its reality is, that's the ultimate definition. The Mishnah in Kalim comes to define different Kalim, which are Makabel Tumah and which are not Makabel Tumah. Something from the Yam, from the sea, is not Makabel Tumah. In Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel, it comes to define different things that are from the sea and not. How do you define a sea animal? Is a bird a sea animal because it's flying around and it lands on the water? So the Mishnah gives us a klal. It says, Kol Shebiyam Tahor, anything that's from the sea is Tahor, Chutz, except Mikelav Hamayim, from the Kelav Hamayim, which, seemingly, a seal. Mipnei Shehu Beireach Liabosha, because it runs to dry land. You see from the Mishnah that the essence of something is where it runs to. Where does it go to? Where is its home? That is something's essence. So the seal, or according to some, the otter, its essence is the dry land. When we come to a yid, what is the essence of a yid? Rav Tzadik explains that the Jewish people, the yid, the neshama, in times of challenge, run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They run to tefillah. They run to prayer. This is what we are as a Jewish nation. This is what we are as Yidden. Adam b'miloy is in the hidden part, mispalel. Adam is aleph, lamed, pei. And then mem. Adam and dalet and mem. Dalet is dalet, lamed, tough. And mem is mem mem. If you take away the aleph, the dalet, and the mem, you're left with the letters mispalel. Adam, which is the quintessential person, which is where our neshamas ultimately come from, is a mispalel. Us, the Jewish people, are daveners. Where do we run in times of trouble? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We open our hearts in prayer. We open our mouths in prayer. We look towards heaven and we try and reach there. Al-Pi Kabbalah, they explain that the man's head is up because we have neshama. We're always going up to heaven. This is what we have to do in times of trouble. There's the Navy SEALs of the American Army, and then there's the Jewish SEALs, the B'nai Yisrael SEALs. Our Navy SEALs are the people davening, which is every Jewish person. Whether it's from a Tehillim, whether it's during Shacharis Mincha Maariv, whether it's just from your heart straight to Hashem. This is what a Jew is. We have to attach to our essence. Where do we run in times of trouble? To tefillah. Right now, we are experiencing very difficult times in Klal Yisrael. And how can we overcome them? We have to run to ourselves. We have to come back to our essence. We have to daven our hearts out. The Jews are in trouble. Constant danger. Sirens blaring. And what can save us? Tehillim. Tefillah. Attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Americans on their phones have the same app that all the Israelis have. And they know when there's a siren going off. What should you do? Oh, Rachmanis. Oh, it's so scary. Call a family member. In addition to that, daven, run to who you are. Define yourself as a Jew. Run to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Daven for the Yidden in Tsar. Do not just view it as another news flash on your phone. Anytime you get an update, or when you don't, run to your essence. Daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When there's a missile falling, you should be going up. You should be praying. Say some Tehillim. Have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trust in Him and do what you can from close and afar. Care by running to who you are.